ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter Number 2, Text Number 23 onwards. Avyahata Ishta Gatayaha Sura Siddha Sadhya Gandharva Yaksha Nara Kinnara Naga लोकान् मुक्ताः चरन्ति मुनि चारण भूतनाथ विद्याधरः द्विज गवां भुवनानि कामम् अव्याहतेश्च गतयः सुरसिद्ध्य साध्य गंधर्व यक्ष नर किन्नर नागलोकान् मुक्ताश्चरन्ति मुनिचारण भूतनाथ विद्याधर द्विज गवां भुवनानि कामम् अव्याहतेश्च गतयः सुरसिद्ध साध्य गंधर्व यक्ष नर किन्नर नागलोकान् मुक्ताश्चरन्ति मुनिचारण भूतनाथ विद्याधर द्विज गवां भुवनानि कामम् अव्याहतेश्च गतयः सुरसिद्ध साध्य गंधर्व यक्ष नर किन्नर नागलोकान् मुक्ताश्चरन्ति मुनिचारण भूतनाथ विद्याधर द्विज गवां भुवनानि कामम् अव्याहत Unimpeded. Ishta Gatayaha. In moving as they please. Sura of demigods. Siddha. Perfected mystics. Sadhya. Sadhyas. Gandharva. Heavenly musicians. Yaksha. Associates of Kuvera. Nara, human beings. Kinnara, minor demigods who can change their form at will. Naga, and serpents. Lokan, the worlds. Muktaha, free. Charanti, they travel. Muni, of the sages. Charana, angels, Bhutanatha, ghostly followers of Lord Shiva, Vidyadhara, Vidyadharas, Dvija, Brahmanas, Gavam, and of cows, Bhavanani, the worlds, Kamam, however they want. Translation. The nine Yogendras are liberated souls who travel freely to the planets of demigods, the perfected mystics, the sadhyas, the heavenly musicians, the yakshas, the human beings, and the minor demigods such as the kinnaras and serpents. No mundane force can check their free movement, and exactly as they wish, they can travel as well as to the worlds of the sages and angels and the ghostly followers of Lord Shiva, the Vidyadharas, the Brahmanas and the cows. Next verse. Once in Ajanabha, the former name of the earth, they came upon the sacrificial performance of the great soul Maharaj Nimi, which was being carried out under the direction of elevated sages. My dear king, seeing those pure devotees of the Lord who rival the suns in brilliance, everyone present, the performer of the sacrifice, the brahmanas, and even the sacrificial fires, they stood in respect. King Videha, that is Nimi, understood that the nine sages were exalted devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, overjoyed at their auspicious arrival, he offered them suitable sitting places and worshipped them in a proper way, just as one would worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The words yathar arhata is significant here. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti, the word yathar arhata means yathochitam, or according to the proper etiquette. It is clearly mentioned here that Navyagendras are Narayana Parayana, exalted devotees of the Supreme Lord Narayana or Krishna. Therefore, the word yathar arhata indicates that the king worshipped the nine sages according to the standard Vaishnava etiquette. The etiquette for worshipping exalted Vaishnava is expressed by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur with the words Sakshad Dharitena Samastra Shastra. An exalted Vaishnava, being totally surrendered to the will of the Supreme Lord, is taken to be a transparent medium for the Lord's will. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated that even by a moment association with a pure devotee of the Lord, one can achieve all perfection in life. Therefore, as indicated by the word Pritaha, King Nimi was overjoyed by auspicious arrival of the sages, and therefore he worshipped them just as one would worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although impersonalist philosophers claim that every living entity is equal to God, they carelessly step over the heads of their so-called spiritual masters and freely speculate on the nature of the Absolute, giving their own whimsical opinions in defiance of the impersonal whims of their so-called gurus. In other words, although Mayavadi impersonalists claim that everyone is God, they ultimately show an offensive mentality towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead in rejecting the reality of His form and pastimes. Thus, they unwittingly belittle the eternal position of all living beings by denying their eternal personality and the activity in the kingdom of God. The impersonalists, through their mental concoctions, try to minimize the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entities who are parts of Him, reducing them to theoretically to a formless, nameless light, which by their concoction they claim to be the Absolute God. The Vaishnavas, however, welcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead and easily understand that the unlimited Supreme Personality has nothing to do with the conditions limiting mundane personalities we find in the material world. The impersonalists arrogantly assume that there could not be any transcendental or unlimited personality beyond our present experience. But the Vaishnavas intelligently understand that there are many wonderful things far beyond our limited experiences. Therefore, they accept the words of Krishna, who states in Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter 19th verse, Yo mam evam asammudho janati purushottamam sa sarvavid bhajati mam sarva bhavena bharata. Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting is the knower of everything. And he therefore engages himself in full devotional service, O son of Bharat. In this connection, Srila Prabhupada states, there are many philosophical speculations about the constitutional position of the living entities and the Supreme Absolute Truth. Now, in this verse, the Supreme Personality of Godhead clearly explains that anyone who knows Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually the knower of everything. The imperfect knower goes on simply speculating about the Absolute Truth, but the perfect knower, without wasting his valuable time, engages directly in Krishna consciousness, the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. It is not that one should simply speculate academically. One should submissively hear from Bhagavad Gita that these living entities are always subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who is able to understand this according to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, knows the supreme of the purpose of all Vedas. No one else knows the purpose of Vedas. Therefore, exalted devotees such as the nine yogendras always accept the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as expressed by the words Narayana Parayana. King Nimi was a Vaishnava and therefore he worshipped the great sages with the same respect with which he would worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as shown by the word Yatha Arhata. Although impersonalists falsely claim that every living entity is equal to God, they cannot properly respect any living being because of their original offense at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Their so-called worship, even of their own gurus, is ultimately self-serving and opportunistic. When an impersonalist imagines that he has become God, he has no further need for his so-called guru. The Vaishnava, however, because he accepts the supremacy of the Eternal Personality of Godhead, is ready and willing to offer eternal respects to all living beings, especially to those most fortunate living beings who have achieved shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. A Vaishnava worship of the Lord's representative is not self-serving or opportunistic, but is an expression of the eternal love for the Lord and His representatives, as indicated here by the word Pritaha. Therefore, it is clear from this verse that not only the nine exalted sons of Rishabhdev, but also King Nimi himself were the great devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in defiance of the artificial and limited concept of impersonalism. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadandikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavasya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. These purports are very beautiful. They describe to the legacy of Vaishnavas, how they respect each other, because their firm conviction in the Supreme Personality of Godhead aspect. Unless and until a person who is in fact a manifested personality, who is related with the other personalities, contributes his functionality in to sustain that relationship, so accept particular process of interactions, naturally the inherent love or the purpose of life to come to the steady state of happiness is achieved. Impersonalists are never happy. What to speak of Mayavadi who are envious right from the core of their heart. So naturally these purports are smashing the ideology of impersonalism and the Mayavad philosophy. Even so seemingly many times we read this kind of verses that seeing these nine yogendras, you know, everybody stood up. Yes, they have to give up whatever they are doing in order to receive such exalted personality who are Narayana Parayana. Narayana Parayana is very important. One who has dedicated their life in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you know, in whatever occupation or inclination they have, they must see that such service is rendered without any motivation and interruption. Ahaituki apratiyata yayatma suprasidati. The Supreme can be only pleased by unreserved service to Him alone. And there should not be even knowledge of certain caliber is a qualification, neither expertise of performance of such activity of devotional service is even in question. So the idea is that pure devotional service connects the soul to the eternal aspect, you know, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is our eternal religion. The impersonalists are short-sighted, you know. They don't have any service attitude. What to speak of respect? By properly respecting a Vaishnava, you know, it's a service in itself, a service to be rendered. Why it is so important the Vaishnava etiquette, which is the manifestation of the soul's desire in action? They are exalted. But artificially it cannot come. One has to develop such character, you know. In the course of our development of devotional service, we have to go through so much rigorous exercises, and these exercises are simply a reminder that a tangible progress has to be made. It's not a stagnant situation that I believe I do little puja, I chant few rounds and that's about it. It can sustain me throughout the life. No, no, no. Unmotivated and uninterrupted devotional service is the target. Everyone should come to that point. And actually, we were checking out yesterday in terms of Harinam Chintamani, this spontaneity is a natural effect of our progress in devotional service.
Unless and until there is a spontaneous nature arrived in our devotional service, we should know that there is no tangible progress. The steps of development have been described by Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami is telling everything very specifically in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, outlined in a very definite progressive chart. This progression is Adau Shraddha Tato Sadhu Sangha Atha Bhajana Kriya Atha Anartha Nivritti Syat Tato Nishtha Ruchi Asakti Bhav and Prema. These are the stages of development. And the process of bhakti starts from Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. But whether we are really progressing or not, there should be check and balance, verification, everything should be there. So, the perfect behavior can be developed on the strength of the holy name, because it's spiritually identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. So, those who are Narayana Parayana must have developed all these qualities. These exalted personalities are not ordinary. Navayugendras, even though the subject matter that Nimi Maharaj is asking to all different nine, yesterday we overlooked, oversaw this questions, but these questions are all in connection with the Absolute Truth. So, therefore, there is no other wasted interest like impersonalist. Impersonalist cannot digest the idea, because an inherent enviousness is found in them. However, they have a dint of knowledge of the Absolute, but they culminate into white light, dissolving all the personality and the relationship and the interactions, and even love is not there. Sambandha Gyan, Abhidheya Gyan and Prayojan Gyan, all these three are absent in the impersonal realization. Therefore, these purports are over and over, smashing the impersonalist and Mayavadi aspect. The impersonalist, they may think that they have gone up to the Parampadam, but Bhagavatam says, forget it. Ye nera arvindaksha vimuktamanina tai astabhava avishuddha buddhaya aruhya krichena parampadam tata patantiyadha anadad yushma dandraya. Here also in the purport it is said that they are the offenders at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They may think that they have reached to the highest perfection of impersonal realization, where they are one with the Supreme, whatever the existence they may call it, and they term it as white light. Brahman is effulgent, but a little moth or little firefly. A firefly can give little sparks of fires from its belly, but what is that in front of the sunshine? Can you see that? No. It is completely negating the existence, virtual negation. Then it has no particular existence in this brilliance of the sun. So we see that thinking that they are eternally liberated now, right? What business they have? What will they do? What will be their activity in liberation? Simply thinking that they are God themselves means what functionality they will be doing? It's simply getting a title without job. There is no interaction. One has a title, but there is no service, There is no service to perform. So Srila Prabhupada said that they come down in the material plane and think that, well, because I am Brahman, everybody is Brahman, so let me worship or serve the Brahman who are very much deprived of. Because he is Brahman, he is Narayan, so Daridra Narayan can become. This is how they misconceive the idea that how come a Brahman can become Daridra? Because they are so much obsessed with their dint of knowledge that they even forget the most common sense fact. Most common sense fact is Narayan is Lakshmi Sahasra Sambrama Sevyamanam Govinda. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is served with all the opulences of varieties, and these varieties are expressed by those personified energies called the Lakshmis. They serve him, and all of a sudden this Narayana became Daridra. It doesn't make sense. So Srila Prabhupada criticizes. This is called bad mentality, bad logic, and virtually it shows that they have no intelligence. They have no intelligence. The vimukta manina, thinking oneself to be liberated in impersonal effulgence, it is due to tai asta bhava. Asta means when the sun sets, means all the effulgence will be disappearing now. So night will set in, So at the sunset, the decline of the bhava will be there. Means there is no knowledge. So tai astava. So real knowledge has been disappeared. Tai astabhava. Because of avishuddha buddhi. Vishuddha nahi. Avishuddha. Ava means not, and shuddha means pure. It is not pure intelligence. It is dirty intelligence. The opposite. So, Srimad Bhagavatam tells in good words, not bad words. We say dirty, but they don't use dirty. It's opposite of, just opposite of pure. It doesn't say directly impure. It's opposite of pure. So you can understand avishuddha buddhaya. Therefore, even though they have reached to the so-called highest destination, so-called, aruhya krichena, means they must have climbed up in the ladder to reach to that impersonal level, anadat yushmadangraya, there they neglect the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Even such intelligence or such knowledge is not there at Brahma Jyoti level, because he was not trained in the life. He did not have any conception that there is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He does not even perform any activity of the service to the Supreme Personality of God. It's a dead against. They will always engage themselves to counteract. I remember in 1978 in Long Island, New York. Now this Long Island temple has been hijacked by Ritviks. But I was there. In 78, I gave the class on Brahma Sanhita, and after the class, where I quoted Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha, somebody came and started, "You quoted wrong, you quoted wrong." I said, "What?" "It is actually not Vigraha but Avigraha." I said, "Where did you get it? Do you have a reference?" He says, "No, no, 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 Sanskrit is like that. I said, forget your Sanskrit, put your in pocket and buzz out. Did you take prasad? No. So please take prasad and go. I was so straight and smashing him that where did you get him? Show me. And he cannot produce. But he wants to get into argument unnecessary to make it opposite. So why should we tell that it is you are dirty intelligence? No. Avishuddha Buddha. We can put the same counter argument with them. So they misinterpret. They want to create something of their own whims. How can Brahman be Satchidananda label? It is a fused situation. There are no distinction of this quality. Therefore they call it Brahman is avyakta, means unmanifested, or nirgun, nirakar. That doesn't have any qualities and doesn't have any shape. Nirguna nirakar. If it is nirakar, then where is the question of personality? If it is nirguna, means no qualities, but then his assertion that Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Avigraha. If it is Avigraha, then why there are still qualities hanging around this name? And who gets the name? An object is recognized by the name, form, qualities and activities. So, there is no object. Is Brahman an object? It is simply light. Light is impersonal. Impersonal can never be classified as an object. Object is our target. So in this way, impersonalists, they have dirty intelligence. It is very common sense that they can be easily defeated, but no. They will go through the pages of the Vedas. And they have habit to look in the pages of the Vedas and they don't find any tangible answer that satisfies them. So, na iti. Not this. And all of a sudden, he gets a flash of light in his brain. And probably a few nerves must have a short circuited, that's why the light has come, not otherwise. So, yeah, it happens, in some diseases, they get flashes, flashes in the eyes, yes, flashbacks, So, it's a neurological disorder rather than anything. So, impersonalist view, it can be easily defeated by the personalist. And Srimad Bhagavatam tells that this personality can become so much purified simply by chanting of Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. That not only the conception of the personality establishes very firmly within their core of the heart, their thinking pattern, mind, is always absorbed in the name, form, activity, the gunas, etc. And then it comes out from their mouth. And then totally in the behavior. So here, the behavior is the last point for perfection. And in the behavior, our interactions, our etiquettes, our benevolent activities, and service attitude, simply everything is geared in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, anyone who renders the service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is never forgotten. It is an eternal asset. And we must keep on accumulating this asset. That is the perfection of the life. Right? Sadapada Prabhu was a very hard-working devotee. And In 1978, he was finishing his PhD in Binghamton University, and at the same time he was also part-time working and running a center in Binghamton, teaching the Krishna consciousness to the university students. So we used to go and visit him. I was at that time secretary to the GBC, so we used to travel a lot, And then when Bhaktivedanta Institute was very much active in putting up the ulterior paradigm project to the scientist, there's a real groundwork along with Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj that they jointly performed. Dhritakarma Prabhu also joined them later on, and these were the three pioneers in Bhaktivedanta Institute, and Krishna has taken two of them away. So it's a great loss, but rest assured the devotional service performed is never forgotten by Lord Shri Krishna, Srila Prabhupada and the rest of the devotees. So Gaurangera Sangi Sange Nitya Siddha Karimani. The associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are eternally liberated people. A slight devotional service rendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master is a permanent asset. In other words, anybody who can argue against this, oh, why did he die this way, why did he die that way? Srila Prabhupada said, a devotee, even accidentally, if he leaves the body, Lord Krishna is taking charge of him. So never have a regret, only regret that we are bereft of his association. And this association is so important that if we take in the right perspective, lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoy. Sarva siddhi means sum total of all perfections. When one is serving Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is called omniscient, means all-knowing, this Supreme Personality of Godhead, even if we know Him in truth, even slight, but in truth, then sarva-jnana is given to us. Because He is supremely knowledgeable, so whoever knows Him is also inheriting that sarva-jnana. Sarva-jnana plavenenam vrijanam santarishyasi. Krishna says that apichedasi papebhya sarva papebhya krittama. Sarva-jnana plavenenam vrijanam santarishyasi. If you think you are the most sinful of all sinful people, Arjuna, don't you think that my knowledge about me is incapable of making you cross over this existence, material existence? No, never underestimate. The slightest of absolute truth, when it is invested in us, not only that it is the permanent asset, but it is putting us onto the crossover, on the other side of the Virja River. Other side of the Virja River, that is spiritual realm. So what to speak of this hard labor of impersonal mental concoction, it's a waste of time. It is common sense that if we are able to render the slightest devotional service, which is anukullena krishna anushilana, then it is bhakti ruttama. If we are able to render more, if we can dedicate our life in this purpose or this kind of conviction, then that's called Narayana Parayana. And Narayana Parayana, those who are Narayana Paro Vyaktatna Kutaschana Vibhyati, they cannot be disturbed by any condition. They will be moving freely, just like nine yogendras. They can moving freely, whether in the spiritual planets or earthly planets, material planets. They can visit like Narad Muni anywhere and everywhere. They have no impediment. And even Lord Krishna personally can become enemy to Hiranyakashipu or Hiranyaksha or Kamsa, but to Narad Muni they respect. Who is in the higher position? Lord Krishna or his pure devotee? If you see, Narad Muni was respected by Kamsa and everybody. They will believe him, whatever he says. Narad Muni tells Kamsa, kill all these sons of Devaki as soon as they come. Yes, I will do. Thank you very much. Right? They respect Narad Muni. But they don't know. The envious nature, it's like Narad Muni is playing with their reverse psychology. You cannot advise Kamsa not to kill. Vasudeva has that skill and he could prevent. But Narad Muni says other way around, kill him. Reverse psychology. If you tell child not to put the hand in the fire, he will go. So better take his hand and put in the fire, then he will withdraw. Say, no, I don't want to get it. It's a reverse psychology. So in this way, Narad Muni are well respected even to the... And the same trend comes to the devotees like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Goswami Astakam, it is said, Dhira Dhira Jana Priya Priya Karau. They are both pleasing to both the sober and the ruffians alike. And then the ruffians means the thieves of Vrindavan, they were never coming around them. They respected, these are sadhu. They respected them like anything. They never disturb. Rather, they will protect anybody who is trying to harm them. This is the situation, because they don't have anything in possession except Krishna. And nobody can steal Krishna away. So, in this way we can see that the glorification of Navyogendra, and everybody stood up, king himself, just for it is this kind of behavior, ideal behavior to receive saintly people, a spontaneous behavior is there. If Ramaharsana Sutta failed to do that, to see Balaram, then Balaram cannot tolerate, because he is Adi Guru. A Guru Tattva never tolerates insult of the Vaishnavas. So simply by the blade of grass he chopped off Ramaharsana Sutta's head. So regardless, it is very important that Vaishnava behavior is very much needed, in the sense that don't cultivate artificially, but cultivate along with the qualities of a devotee emerging. It is must that these qualities are developed in, you know, progressing devotees. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any question or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Maharaj, you were talking about how Mayavadis are envious personalities, but yet in the world that we live, we see Mayavad philosophy everywhere, in the scientific community, in the yoga community, and yet the participants in those different societies are ignorant more than envious with the same. How do we treat them?
Ignorance is the imposition by enviousness. Enviousness is the root cause to be separated from Krishna. Therefore, mode of ignorance overpowered the soul. That is, the false ego was created thus. So, the creation of mode of ignorance is due to the enviousness of Lord Krishna.
Would you say then it's a devotee's duty to try and somehow or other stimulate that person's love of God, that's our mission in life as disciples of Sri Prabhupada and Vaishnava tradition, that we dispel that ignorance as much as we can, because we see so often that as soon as a person hears just a little bit about Vaishnava philosophy, they straight away say, ah, that makes sense. And then the ignorance is gone.
Yes. And whatever degree of our realization in wisdom, we should give that association and impart others to become snapped out. It's very important. It's a contagious thing. Whatever we receive, we try to share it immediately. And it increases. In this way, increment means progression. It should be there. So, the lethargy, you know, callousness in observing the vows that we in promise during the time of initiation, you know, that is actually detrimental. You know, it should never come. So, we can keep on progressing. One should diligently chant 16 rounds, follow 4 regulative principles, and perform favorable service to Krishna and the devotees and the public. The most simple formula is there.
Maharaj, you were talking about Vaishnava etiquette. Now, when very senior disciples of Prabhupada and S.E.s come, it's very easy to follow. I mean, in the sense, like, it's quite easy, but at the same time, when the devotees or the senior devotees in the local community are nurtured and helped us bring, or, you know, even other devotees, it's sometimes very hard to cooperate and basically.
For the equals, there is a different kind of behavior that can be tolerated, but those who are superior, and yet they may not be Prabhupada disciple, then they must be properly respected too. You know? The seniority, the physical seniority, or the service that is rendered, which one is more important? Physical seniority or the service rendered, which is more important? But a developing devotee will become indifferent regardless. When it comes to amanina manadena kirtanya sadhara, One should not anticipate respect for oneself, but should be ready to give respects to all others. Is there any exception? No. So that attitude should be the target. So try to practice as much as possible with that mood, and certainly there will be a different kind of atmosphere created. If it is artificial competition and simply based on the external or so-called physical seniority, then nothing is going to achieve. It will be chaotic and the difficulty will be arising there. Anything else? Yes?
You just talked about progressing. How do we know that we are progressing in a devotional
life? Yes. Make a graph. There are 9 processes on x-axis and then are 9 stages on y-axis. Find out where it is, where are we situated. Easy, isn't it? Yes.
Maharaj, in the previous class we were talking about the Jain saints and the Rishabhdev and the Yogindras.
Yes.
Rishabhdev being an incarnation of Narayana as well as devotees. How come the followers of Rishabhdev not carried away in Jainism and they not taking care of Krishna or doing devotion?
About 81 sons out of 100, they became ritualistic, expert in the Karmakanda. Right? 9 got the kingdom of different 9 islands, so they were the rulers, because they may have the service attitude and more rajoguna, so they became the proprietor of the 9 islands. 81 had the they became Brahman, but engaged in ritualistic ceremonies, because they may give the guidance for rest of the people in order to fulfill their material desires, like that. And the one, King Bharat, was crowned, right? That was the eldest son. Now remaining 9 are the Yogendras, but they were liberated, exalted, and they are Narayana Parayana, means and they were simply living for the welfare of people in Krishna consciousness. Right? So, Rishabhdev, incarnation of the Lord, shows the austere path for everyone. On all of them, the austerity is still included. But that was the means of purification at that time. Right? So, that purification gave access to the 9 to become devotees. Right? One to rule the whole world, and under whom 9 of his brothers were the rulers for different tracts of land. And then the Brahmins were needed, so 81 became Brahman. And this 9 became Phakkad Baba, just move their wish, but for the sake of pleasure of the Lord and preaching. They were preachers. It's a good division, isn't it? Lord Rishabhdev is an empowered incarnation. Without that empowerment, he could not show detachment to the world by performing the austerities. He was totally detached. But then, this detachment
led one to Bharat Maharaj to perform his duty as the king of the whole world, and then he became retired, knew the purpose, so went on the bank of Ganges to meditate. But unfortunately a deer came in his life, so he became deer. And then he understood the mistake while receiving the body of the deer, so he kept his consciousness to the Supreme Personality of Godhead intact. So he got another chance to get the body in the human form of life, where he purposely, you know, made himself deaf and dumb in order to show the people, like Rahugan, the correct path of devotional service. So austerity remains the means of purification during that time, you know. But nine yogendras, and they got the perfect benefit of the austerity in love of Godhead, and therefore they were distributing this knowledge to everyone. They became expert in different aspects of rendering devotional service in different ways. So Maharaj Nimi's questions will be specialized for each and every one of them. Right? Any other question or comment? Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.